go through basic halachas in regards to halachas of slichos. Question comes up. The first question comes up: if a person came late to slichos, so what is he supposed to do? So he should pick up with the slichos where the tzibur is staying. He should say with the tzibur. He can finish up the rest of slichos before davening. He should say Ashrei first, and he should say with the tzibur. Definitely, he should say the Gimel Midos together with the tzibur. Let's say a person actually finished slichos. He's davening. He picked up with early minyan. And the tzibur is saying your Gimel Midos. Is he mechuyev to interrupt what he's doing and say your Gimel Midos together, Hashem Hashem, together with the tzibur? So Moshe says an Ikar thing does not have to interrupt for his learning. If he's learning, he does not have to interrupt his learning to say Hashem Hashem together with the tzibur. He says, however, the minig is to interrupt and to say it with them. But if there's a group learning together, you have a, if it's Talmud Torah Derabim, you should not interrupt, because since Mikra didn't, you do not have to interrupt, you should not interrupt. If a person's saying Slichas, and he should say Slichas standing, prefer to say Slichas while the person is standing. If a person finds it difficult to stand the whole time, so the minimum that a person should stand for, the Kemel of Yerushim of Kitei Rachamim, the Yud Gimel Midos, and Vidui. Bidur Mikra didn't must be said standing. And the person would be leaning, when even leaning, if he's leaning in such a way that he would, if had his support been removed, he would fall. That's not considered standing, and he's not yod to Bidur. The person should say Bidur standing up. If a person is saying Slichus B'yachidot, for whatever reason, he couldn't say it together with the tzibur, saying by himself. To any tefillah which is said in Aramaic, he sits. He cannot say the Shem Hashem by himself. He has to say that with a tzibur. Kel Melech Yoshev, he could say. But everything else besides the Shem Hashem and the tefillahs in Aramaic, he's supposed to skip. Person, one last point. A person should be careful when he's saying Slichus to say it. Be careful if he's saying something which is true. So, for example, this morning when they said Slichus, and it says, calling out when it's still nighttime, when you're saying in the morning, you would skip those words. You wouldn't say Ba'od La, well, it's still nighttime if you're saying in the morning. Similarly, there's sometimes it mentions in the Slichus that we're fasting. If you're not fasting, you should skip those words. Some people even raise the question that says, Hashem, please put my tears away. Well, if you don't have any tears, you didn't cry yet, you shouldn't ask Hashem to put your tears away, because it's not true. The person is very careful when he's saying Slichus, he should be saying something which he feels is true. Have a wonderful morning.